And if you want to set people free, if you're here to learn to minister, you're going to have to get out of your false compassion, which is sympathy, and move into the same kind of compassion the Lord had, which sometimes had to be very strong and bold. Sometimes he had to shake you to your senses, so to speak, with truth, so that you could get free. When people say, well, I just have so much compassion. No, you have sympathy. You have compassion when you hook with God and do something so powerful with your victory that lives are changed. Not that you, if you can just agree that something's bad, that doesn't, you can watch a television movie with Kleenex boxes and do that. I'm so bad, I watch these movies that are true stories and I forget that they've already happened, and I'm trying to pray for the people, you know, thinking, well, wait, this is already over. You know, this kid is like, you know, this is, I'm sitting there, you know, that's my husband. I wanted to say, they need to do this now, or if they would just pray this now, or they could just, they need to cast that down. It's like, oh, I can't even watch this stuff. You know, I watch Oprah or somebody, I want to just call. Can I talk to them? Can you give me 10 minutes with that person? Not only can we change that marriage and save the situation, I just know. I know the one who could really bring something real. Not just put a Band-Aid over it. Not just give them a 5-step plan, but give them something real with God. That's true ministry. Just to cast the devil out and leave a person laying there for the devil to come back, who cares? We're going to look at that. Okay, let's go real quick. We just got to get to this. Okay. Okay. That is why all of you who are holy brothers and share the same heavenly call should turn your minds to Jesus, the apostle, the high priest of our profession of faith. He was trustworthy to the one who appointed him, just like Moses, who remained trustworthy in all his household. But he deserves a greater glory than Moses. Okay, this is the house part. Just as the builder of a house is more honored than the house itself. Let me say something about this. There's other scriptures where Jesus will say he's the master builder. And you hear people talking about Jesus being the master builder. Okay, so I want you to see Jesus Christ, by what he did and the victory he won by his spirit, can come in and be the master builder. But a lot of our doctrine has made the house more important than the builder. Our faith message is more important than the God that we have faith in. Our deliverance ministry is more important than knowing the God who sets the captives free. Our teaching ministry, our evangelism. Oh, we're saving souls, saving souls, saving souls. And all of a sudden, the house that the master builder is building, especially when we look at the house of the Lord, the house is more important than the one building it. So even in our own lives, what is your motive for being here? What is your motive for wanting to minister to others? What is your motive for wanting to take these things? Is it to feel better about yourself and to have your house look good? Oh, she's anointed. Oh, I'm anointed. Oh, this and that. You know, as God starts to convict you of these things, you get to where you hate even the goofiest little things you say. You know, that could hurt somebody else. So many times I'm like, oh man, I wish I just would never talk at all unless I'm in the anointing. And that would be great when I get to that place. I'm not there yet. And so I'm repenting and I'm asking God, did I hurt somebody's feelings? Not with crude, nasty stuff. I'm just talking just subtle stuff that they don't even catch, that's still in your heart. And when we get the heart of God, it's like, oh Lord, I'm supposed to be a vessel that you use to help build your house in people. Not tear it down. I don't even want to put one nail in the devil's house in somebody's life. And truthfully, until God gets all the junk out of me, it's not happening yet. You know, not to the place you want. That's why you want to be perfect. People get bent about the word perfect. It's all over in the scripture. Be holy for I am holy. He's going to perfect you. Be perfect. I am perfect. Perfect just means this. Get a hold of this. Every place that is surrendered to God is perfect. Because he's the one hanging out. He's the one you see. There are meetings that I can get so lost in God and let him do what he wants that you don't see what I'm thinking. You don't see what I wanted to do. He are totally changed. I wasn't doing any of this. This is not what I was going to do. I didn't even look at these scriptures. He's the one. There are times when you can mentor. When I was in that place with that little boy in jail, But it wasn't. What's so cool is I can't say it wasn't me. God wants me to be one with him in this. See, I ministered long enough where I was just anointed and had knowledge. But then I felt empty. As far as the ministry, I thought they think I'm wonderful. They think I'm great. Lord, I don't love this person. I don't care what happens to them. If I'm honest. I mean, you have your human amount of care, but I didn't have anything. And that's when I went through this 5-year trial. I said, Lord, I want to love people. I really want to. I'm not happy anymore just being anointed and having some power. I really want to feel what you feel for people. Oh, my goodness. That took God 6-year trial. I keep saying 5. It's going on 6 this January. 6 years of dealing with my pride. 6 years of crucifying the flesh. 6 years of seeing how helpless people feel when they don't know God. 6 years of watching kids die of cancer and watching parents crushed. 6 years of realizing without God, I have nothing to give them. My formulas don't work. No wonder everyone's hurting each other and hating each other. All of this to get to a place to be able to have tears in your eyes and say, God, please, would you do this? God, please, I love this kid so much. I know I don't know him. And then you got to laugh like, Lord, I need to tell you what to do because you love him more than I do. But God just sitting there smiling like, isn't there something awesome about love?